Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.
Welcome back to another episode of Snoop and Sniffy. Today, you've caught us on a very hot, very dry day. In fact, these past few days have been positively stifling. We haven't had any rain for a while, and everyone is looking for relief from the heat.
Oh, Snoop's not lying. Even my sweat is sweating. It's never been as hot as it is now in Pflugerville.
And when the weather is this hot, there's nothing better to do than to curl up into a ball and take a nap. So, Sniffy, I'll be over here sleeping and staying cool. Try not to disturb me as I rest.
But what about our detective agency? Aren't there cases out there to be solved?
I can't work in these conditions, Sniffy. It never once got this hot in London. Sure, it was muggy. Sure, it was humid. Sure, the River Thames smelled like a sewer, but it didn't feel like I was living on the surface of the sun.
I've never heard you talk this way before, Snoop. I'm concerned. This isn't what I expected from a top-notch dog detective.
This is what happens when I train my junior detectives too well. They use my own lessons against me to get me to work, even when it feels like my fur might melt off. Very well, Sniffy. You're absolutely right. I won't let a little heat keep me from being the best dog detective in the world. I just wanted a bit of a dog nap.
You can nap after we solve our next case. A client is approaching.
Hello, Sniffy. Snoop. It's me, Wiggles. Staying cool?
Wiggles, what are you doing here? Trying to challenge us to another detective off? You really want to lose again?
No, I've decided detective work isn't for me. I'm focused on ballet now. My mom said my paws are really strong, which is key for ballet. In fact, I'm gonna have a performance tonight if you both want to check it out.
Ballet sounds fun. Good for you.
It's actually quite hard. Very few dogs can do it. I'm one of the only ones to ever attempt it.
Wiggles, did you have something to tell us? Or did you come over just to invite us to your ballet performance?
No, I actually do have a case for you. I'm very concerned about my backyard.
What about your backyard?
Well, you know how it hasn't rained in days and it's very hot outside?
How could we not know that? It's miserable out here. I can't believe I left London for this suburb. A suburb on literal fire. Okay, not literal fire, but it very well might be. I mean, yes, it's quite hot.
Are you okay, Snoop?
He's having a hard time adjusting to the heat. He'll be okay.
Well, anywho, like I was saying, it hasn't rained in days, so you would think my backyard would be super dry.
And?
It's, like, not super dry. In fact, it's soaking wet.
But how?
I don't know. I searched around for a broken pipe or a hose, something, anything. But I couldn't find anything at all. I watched the yard all day yesterday and nothing happened. I don't know how it keeps getting all wet, but I'd like to hire you both to find out. I need it fixed before my performance tonight.
A wet yard, you say? We're in. Literally in that wet yard.
But Snoop, you hate getting your dog coat wet. You said it isn't posh.
In this heat, I don't care about being posh. Let's go, Sniffy.
Follow me. It's this way. So, yeah, I can do 3 pirouettes in a row. Isn't that amazing?
Is a pirouette a kind of pretzel? I think my stomach is grumbling.
No! A pirouette is an advanced ballet dance move where you spin around on one paw. You'll see it during my performance.
Snoop, what are you doing?
Ah, sweet relief.
Looks like he threw himself into my soaked backyard. I told you it was wet.
This isn't a case. This is a miracle. Wiggles, your yard is the best place to be during this heat wave.
Why, thank you. But, I'd like you to figure out why it's so wet. I need this soaked yard cleared up by tonight so that I can perform my ballet routine. Think you can figure it out by then?
Definitely. We're Sniffy and Snoop, the best dog detectives in Pflugerville.
Maybe we will. Who's to say?
Okay, well, hope you do. I'm gonna go practice my routine now. Bye!
Snoop, what would Freckles think if she saw you acting this way?
Freckles is probably enjoying a nice run and a nice jump through a firefighter's hose right now. But you're right. Now that I've had a little relief, let's get down to the case. I'm sorry for acting so unprofessionally, Sniffy. I think the heat wave took hold of something.
It's okay, Snoop. Not every day can be our best day.
Now, let us inspect this yard. You go left, I'll go right.
Wiggles searched the yard and couldn't find any pipes or hoses or anything. So how did the yard get all wet?
There appears to be 2 to 3 inches of water just pushed together here among the grass. Notice these white discs? What are these?
Yeah, there are some white discs over here too. I wonder what they could be. I can't get it up with my teeth.
Very interesting. Well, I'm stumped. I guess the only thing we can really do is try to get all the water out of the yard so Wiggles will be able to perform tonight.
We can ask Poot to help us funnel the water down into an underground hole and out of the yard.
Genius idea, Sniffy. It seems while I flounder in this heat, you are getting smarter.
You really think so, Snoop?
I really do. How about for this case, you take the lead, and I will be your junior detective.
Gee, do you really mean that, Snoop?
I do. Now prove yourself, young lad. Off to find Poot.
Poot, reporting for duty. I'm always just a name call away. Oh, wow, it sure is hot above ground.
Oh, is it quite cool underneath the soil?
Oh, yes, it's a breezy 70 degrees Fahrenheit underground. And by breezy, I don't mean actually breezy because there is no wind down there, but it is much cooler than up here.
Maybe today we should explore underneath Pflugerville.
Poot, today Snoop put me in charge.
You are? Wow, that's new. Are you sure about that, Snoop?
Why is the sun so hot, I say?
Snoop's not feeling too hot. Or rather, not feeling too cold. So he let me be the lead detective on this case.
Got it. What are the facts of the case?
Wiggles needs to perform a ballet routine in her yard tonight. But the yard is somehow soaking wet. She wants us to figure out why. And in the meantime, we need to drain her yard. Was hoping you could help by digging a tunnel under her yard so all the excess water could fall down through there.
Poot is on it. Let me start digging right now.
It's working! The water in the yard is draining down into the hole. Way to go, Poot!
Poot is always a team player.
Now let me just push the excess water into the hole. And there we go, Wiggles. Yard is once again as dry as ever.
Good work, Sniffy. It certainly is quite hot again without the wet yard. I'm positively knackered.
Knackered? Knackered?
Oh yes, it means I'm very tired and very hot. How do people live in this heat? It's so dry, so arid. In London, we have fog. I miss fog.
But we're no closer to figuring out why the yard was wet in the first place.
Perhaps we should visit other yards in the neighborhood to see if they are having the same issue.
Yeah, great idea, Snoop.
Maybe one of them has a pool. We can jump in.
Yes! I mean, wait. It's hard being the responsible smart one now. Let's go ask around.
Ouch! The sidewalk is so hot. I bet you could fry an egg on it. Ooh, a fried egg with some chips on the side. It's quite scrumptious nosh, isn't it?
Snoop, you're starting to become more British.
How can I become more British than I am, lad? I'm Snoop of London, and I'm a dog detective. Codswallop, I say. Where's the loo?
So Snoop really isn't handling this heat wave very well? While I help him sort out his British slang, why don't you all take a break? Stay cool out there. I know we will be trying to here.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. Thanks for sticking with us despite the heat. Today has been the hottest day of the year in Pflugerville, and Snoop isn't quite handling it well. Which means I've been put in charge. Yay! Sniffy is in charge! But it's making me realize how hard it is to be the leader of the group. Anyways, we managed to drain Wiggle's yard of all the water. Now we just need to figure out why it happened in the first place. So, I decided we're going to ask around in the neighborhood to see if anyone else has any ideas.
Thank you, Sniffy, for bringing me back from my British slang spiral. I don't know how that happened, but a nice refreshing dip in the park pond really helped restore my mind. We should solve all our cases from the comfort of this pond.
You got it, Snoop. You know how much I love to splash around in the water, so I was very happy to oblige.
Now, back to the case. I believe the white discs we spotted in Wiggle's yard have something to do with it, but we just have to figure out how.
Oh, fancy bumping into you two here in the pond, Snoop and Sniffy. I I might have to write you both a ticket for hogging all the water.
Lorraine, I thought you were afraid of water.
Well, I thought so too. But really, I was just scared of change. This heat really forced me to rethink my life as a duck. This duck likes water now.
Well, while we've been here in the water, did you happen to hear about Wiggle's flooded yard?
No, I didn't. All I heard about was his ballet performance tonight. Personally, I'm excited. Swan Lake is my favorite ballet show. I hope Wiggles is performing something from that. Hey, Steve! Stop right there! Do not eat that lily pad!
It appears Wiggles told everyone about her upcoming performance before her yard was even in the clear. She certainly is eager.
That's Wiggles for ya. Hey, look, there's Fred! Fred over here!
See? That time I definitely meant to crash into the pond. It is so hot out here. It's messing with my flying abilities.
Fred, did you happen to notice anything odd about Wiggles' yard this past week?
Wiggles' yard? No, I can't say I have. Only thing I noticed was her spinning around back there. Guess she's preparing for her performance tonight. Should be interesting to watch. See you there.
Looks like no one knows about the soaked yard. Maybe Donna knows something.
But we're going to have to venture out of the pond.
I'm ready to leave the pond. I've never let anything stand in the way of a case for me before. I'm not going to start now. Let's go visit Donna in the dumpster.
There's the Snoop I know.
Oh, dear Chappie. That sun is hot. Bollyrog.
Let's just hurry and get to the dumpster.
Rightio. Lead the way, Sniffy.
Donna? Donna? You in there? The dumpster appears to be empty.
I'm here, just buried deep. It's cooler the deeper I go. What's up, Sniffy and Snoop?
We wanted to ask you if you noticed anything about... Snoop, did you just jump into the dumpster?
I sure did. Today's a lot of firsts for me. What can I say?
Not gonna lie, I like this more loosey-goosey, Snoop.
I've never seen anything like it. Welcome to my dumpster, Snoop.
It's much cooler in here. Who would have thunk it? I love trash.
Now, Donna, do you know anything about Wiggles' backyard?
You mean about her performance today?
No, about how it's been mysteriously getting soaked with water.
Oh, really? No idea. I've just been lying low in trash, like I do.
One raccoon's trash is another dog's treasure. I've solved the case.
You have? But I thought I was the lead detective.
Look at this box I just found.
Hidden timed sprinkler discs. But of course, these are the white discs that were in Wiggles' yard. It's a sprinkler system, though.
The discs must come up at a specific time and spray water everywhere. That's why her yard is soaked. She just didn't see her human owner install them. And with good reason. Our human owners aren't supposed to be using sprinklers in this heat wave. So it all must have been done on the hush-hush. Well done, Sniffy.
Well done, me? But you're the one who found the sprinkler box, Snope.
I never would have found it if you hadn't led us here. It was your detective work that got us to this point today, Sniffy. Be proud. I certainly am. Now, let's go tell Wiggles before her performance.
Join me in the dumpster anytime, Snoop.
I think that'll be my first and last time, but thanks, Donna. Stay trashy.
We'll have to tell Wiggles the truth. Hopefully it won't mess up her performance.
I think knowing the truth might help her. Ah, we're back. Hello, Wiggles.
So did you two figure it out? What's this box?
It's a sprinkler system. You see those white discs? They're timed sprinkler devices.
But we're not supposed to be watering our yards.
Exactly. But your human owner is, and your yard isn't draining properly. That's why it kept getting soaked. We just don't know when the sprinklers go off.
I see. Well, I don't have time to figure it out. Everyone's arriving right now for my performance. Go sit down.
This should be interesting.
Rain is here. I wanted a front row seat. I hope she performs Swan Lake.
I just want to see her spin on the tip-top of her paws.
I have the best view in the yard from up here on this fence post. I wonder how high she'll jump.
My loving fans, please settle down. I am about to perform.
Shh. Wow, look at her spin.
And jump.
This isn't Swan Lake.
I'm quite impressed. Wiggles is not bad at ballet.
Even after she gave up being a detective not too long ago to pursue ballet. Hey, Snoop, do you hear that?
Yes, that sounds like...
No!
Oh, sweet relief. The sprinklers have gone off. It's a water party.
Oh, I love water now.
Come on, everyone. Sprinkler dance party.
But, I was... Oh, who cares? This is too fun.
Best day ever.
Jolly good. Well, young listeners, if ever you find yourself struggling through a super hot day, I highly recommend a water sprinkler dance party. It truly raises the spirits. Today wasn't my proudest day, but because of my shortcomings, I got to see my young partner Sniffy shine and prove what he could really do. I'm very proud of that young pup. Teamwork matters. And today proved that. If you had fun listening today, please go to find all our other shows on the Go Kid Go network. Search Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts and you'll find your way. Until next time, always be investigating, always have a water sprinkler dance party. Woof, woof, woof!
Go Kid Go!
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.